Every year, approximately 75,000 people visit North Carolina's Cape Lookout National Seashore. Until now, one of the only ways to access the barrier islands is by independently owned passenger ferry operators that shuttle visitors back and forth on skiff-type boats with outboard motors. But a new plan to consolidate those ferries down to one company may put those small ferry operators in Carteret County out of business.
Not one person out of all the hundreds of people I've spoken to about it believes it's a good thing. Most of them say, that's ridiculous. What are they thinking?
Currently, 7 ferry services are authorized to take passengers to Shackelford Banks and the Cape Lookout Lighthouse. Those ferry passenger businesses operate through commercial use authorizations and receive an annual permit from the Park Service at a cost of $250 per year. Back in 1998, the Concessions Improvement Act was passed. It directed the Park Service to use concession contracts to authorize commercial services. Steve Bishop, the owner of Island Ferry Adventures in Beaufort, said he saw the new mandate for a single ferry service coming.
They had told us ever since I got in this business 20 years ago that they were intending to put this to bid for one contract. And it's just drug on. And I think everybody thought it would never happen. And now it appears that maybe it will because they have come out with a prospectus and people have bid on it.
According to Cape Lookout National Seashore Park Superintendent Pat Kenny, officials are now in the process of reviewing bids for the contract.
We bring together an independent panel of National Park Service folks that are familiar with commercial services, and they evaluate the proposals from the bidders against a set of criteria that were laid out in what's called the prospectus, which is what went out to the potential bidders. That evaluation is winding down.
Currently, 7 passenger ferry businesses operate out of Harkers Island, Beaufort, and Morehead City. Under the new plan, a site in downtown Beaufort and Harkers Island have been selected, and construction or renovation of facilities are planned for these locations to accommodate the new ferry service. The town of Beaufort has agreed to let the park use space in the town hall, which was the post office building on Front Street, free of charge.
We are outfitting that with information. We're developing some exhibits that'll go in there so that people will get provided information prior to departure, and there'll also be space for ticket sales, things like that.
The town of Beaufort has indicated that they will provide dock facilities across the street at Graydentown Park and more than 80 parking spaces near the town hall. Crystal Coast Ferry Services co-owner Bill Downham says locating in Beaufort is a bad idea and businesses in the area will likely take a hit.
People going to Shackelford, they'll park at 8:30 in the morning and they'll leave their car there until, you know, late in the afternoon. They'll come back sandy and salty, and they're not going to want to go to a restaurant. They're going to just occupy a parking space in downtown Beaufort all day long that could be used by many, many people.
In addition to the downtown Beaufort launch point, improvements will also be made to the Harkers Island Visitor Center to help handle the ferry service, including a new ticket booth, dock replacements, and the construction of a shade shelter so visitors can comfortably wait for the ferry. Havelock resident Ken Tominski works part-time with a ferry service company, and he's asked us not to use the name of the business. He says he's concerned that the added infrastructure could mean extra expenses for taxpayers.
The Park Service just needed $3.3 million to fix up the damage that Sandy did. So in the future, if their new ferry docks get damaged, guess who's going to pay for the repair of them? We are, as taxpayers.
The Park Service's plan for a single ferry company has met considerable opposition from residents and business owners in Carteret County. But Park Superintendent Kenny says they're following the law. He thinks that a contracted ferry service will provide the park's visitors with a more reliable, safe mode of transportation.
Many of these properties that these ferries operate from are private properties. There's no guarantee that ferry services would stay on them. By moving ferry services to the Harkers Island Visitor Center and into a partnership with the town of Beaufort, we have long-term commitments to use that site, as well as long-term commitment, obviously, to use the site here in Harkers Island to create departure spots to the national park.
Of the ferry service companies we spoke with, all of them said that they already provide the safe, reliable transportation that the Park Service wants to offer. Bill Downham, the owner and operator of Crystal Coast Ferry Services in Morehead City, commented on a statement made by Park Superintendent Pat Kenny.
Doing this, they're making this change is to provide a more reliable ferry service for the traveling public. And I couldn't even sleep that night after I heard him say that. I've been sitting on this corner where we operate from for 2 years. The only time that I'm not here and available is when there's inclement weather where it's not safe to carry people over there. And the only time we don't run is when there's nobody to run over there.
Safety concerns are just one of the reasons for the new ferry concession. According to Superintendent Kenny, the change will allow the Park Service to get information about Cape Lookout National Seashore to people prior to visiting the park.
You know, we can provide them information about the park, what's required, what they will need once they're out there, what services are there or not there. So it's an opportunity to kind of create a gateway as you leave, before you leave, and provide information to the visitors.
Prior to the bid process, public meetings were held to hear concerns from residents and business owners. Kenny says they also studied the economic impact on local businesses and ferry operators and determined that it would be a fiscally sound operation. But when asked about the independently owned passenger ferry business that would cease to operate without the contract, he said,
"That's the hard part of this was that, you know, obviously there's impacts to this proposal to the businesses. The winning bidder will have the rights to the point-to-point transportation from the mainland, from Harkers Island and the Beaufort, to the park. The existing other ferry services will not be allowed to provide that point-to-point transportation."
While Superintendent Kenny maintains the effects of the proposal will be minimal, Havelock resident Ken Taminski believes it will be widespread.
They're going to go to one operator with four boats and two skiffs. There has to be some amount of job cuts, not to mention administrative staff. Additionally, we use local marine service companies to service our boats. We also patronize the local merchants in Beaufort, as do the other ferry operators. Additionally, I mean, these guys are involved in the community so much so that, you know, some of them make donations to the Maritime Museum, to other organizations. I don't know how the man can say there's not going to be economic impact.
The request for bids went out earlier this year, and they closed at the end of June. It was recently announced that only two bids were submitted. When asked why they only had two bids for the contract, Park Superintendent Kenny said,
"I don't know. I anticipated more than that."
Steve Bishop, the owner of Island Ferry Adventures, which has been operating out of Beaufort for 12 years, said he was interested in bidding, but when he began to crunch the numbers, he says things didn't add up.
"I went carefully over the prospectus. I hired a company that helps you write contracts to win government bids. And the more I got into it, I realized that it would not work the way they want to do it."
As part of the contract, the Park Service will receive a minimum of 9% of revenue from the gross percentage of the business that wins the bid. The prospectus also requires that ferry operators purchase a specific type of boat that holds up to 35 passengers and requires businesses to have $1.5 million in backing.
"The Park Service wants 9% of the gross. So assuming you do $1 million the first year, then they're going to get 90. And to put $90,000 on the bottom line for whoever operates it, I have figured that you have to get $21 per passenger. Well, in Harkers Island right now, they've got ferry services carrying you out there for $10. So are we going to go up 110% on those?"
The prospectus also mentions that the ferry operator will charge their standard $10 to $15 rate for the first year. After, the Park Service will consider allowing the business to increase the fare per passenger. As park officials finish reviewing bids, the next step includes a legal review to ensure that there's sufficient justification for the decision. If they approve it, the winning bidder may be notified as early as September. The goal, Kenny says, is to have the ferry operational by April 2014. If the contract is awarded, Bill Downham of Crystal Coast Ferry Services says they'll have to sell one of their boats and consider providing local cruises to keep their business afloat.
"And if that doesn't work, we'll have to sell that boat, and we're out."
Ferrying passengers to Shackleford is big business, making up about 80% of the profit Crystal Coast Ferry Services receives. Likewise, the owner of Island Ferry Adventures, Steve Bishop, says his company will probably focus on giving tours. Bishop also runs Lookout Cruises, a 42-passenger sailing catamaran in Beaufort.
"So I don't know whether it would—I doubt seriously it would be profitable by just doing the tours. and the few smaller island ferry service that we do. But it's something that I'll look at, and if I can make a little bit of money and keep these people working, then I'd certainly be interested in doing it.
Although specific details aren't known at this time, Cape Lookout National Seashore Park Superintendent Pat Kenny says they are looking at the possibility of offering contracts to companies who want to open up tour businesses where owners would provide guided tours of the area for a fee. Jared Brumbaugh, Public Radio East.